The Reggie White banner that hangs in the atrium at Lambeau Field is the perfect backdrop for this week's Video Ask Vic. And our question comes from Josh from Chicago, Illinois. Josh writes, I'm sure part of the reason the Jaguars had such a catastrophic cap problem was because at the time, teams were still trying to fully understand how to manage the cap. Is this true? Yes, that is true, but there's a second part to what you're suggesting, Josh. The Cowboys, 49ers, and Packers were successful teams in the early years of the cap, which made them examples for other teams to follow, and those teams were aggressive in free agency and creative in what they did with the cap. The Jaguars took it too far. They were too aggressive and too creative. They signed more free agents than their cap should have allowed by stealing cap room from the future and bringing it into the present. One day, the future was gone. Nowadays, we have a much greater understanding of the cap and the consequences of its abuses. I'm not going to tell you the Packers' losses to the Giants and the 49ers in the playoffs the last 2 years weren't disappointing. I appreciate the knee-jerk reaction to want to fix what's wrong as quickly as possible. And that often causes fans to turn to free agency. But the best thing this team and this fan base have going for them is a healthy salary cap that guarantees hope for every year in the future, not just next year. Take care of your cap, and it'll take care of you. The Packers take care of theirs. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.